Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. we begin with a classy veteran of the Kansas City jazz circuit, saxophonist and educator Ahmad Alladine, with the 1997 song The Ringing off his Time Through the Ages album. In 76 years of life, Ahmad made quite a mark. I recently read a Kansas City Star article about his widow and got a good insight into the loves that fueled him rightly. Born in Kansas City on July 24th, 1934, he was saturated in music as he grew up. He studied at R.T. Coles High School under the eye of Leo H. Davis, a well-respected music instructor reported to have taught Charlie Yardbird Parker. That would be quite a teacher. With that, things were going to be all right. He really established a name for himself later in life in the 1990s with a series of self-released albums featuring his swing and hard bop music that led critics to pipe in that he deserved to be much better known than he was. It should be noted that he was a well-respected educator as well. Kansas City is better off for having Ahmad around and his legendary status. Welcome to another hour of Neon Jazz. This is your host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the home of fountains and horns playing 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Here with the jazz show you can count on, with music from cats like Oliver Jones, Lee Morgan, Teddy Wilson, and many more. Our next cut is from a talented modern-day drummer making some jazz sounds to remember. Here's Mike Melito with the tune Da Hound off his 2011 album called The Right Time, and I'd say so. We'll be right back.
this is Gary Smolian. You're listening to and enjoying Joe Dimino on Neon Jazz.
Kiss, first love, first child. How many moments in a lifetime can you tell me? Can you tell? Will you capture that first smile on your baby's face, or will you be there to hear the first words that he or she speaks on that unrehearsed day? Oh, can you tell? Live for the moment you have and have had. Remember to not live, and let live is awfully sad. How many moments in a lifetime can you tell me, can you tell? Oh, is it the clear look in their eyes when you hear them say, you feel, make you forget about the pain and sorrow of a day you've had? Oh yeah. How many moments in a lifetime can you tell? None of us knows for sure how many moments, yeah. I think what we all need to do, we need to grab hold of life and hold on tight and love for once, yeah, that loves us too. And live for the moment. This is what we've all gotta do.
That was an impressive voice and persona on the Kansas City front these days. Singer, songwriter, and entertainer Coco Conley with her song Live for the Moment. And that's exactly what she does. Coco started out on the East Coast in the mid-70s as a backup vocalist. Over the years, she has been a television and radio show host. While residing in Florida, she hosted her own TV show for some years that was a variety showcase called Coco's Corner. These days, she is in demand and busy around Kansas City, and you could probably catch her. Our next musician on Neon Jazz is the versatile pianist and composer Dick Hyman with the 2007 song It's All Right With Me off the album The Party's Over. Thank you.
Jeff Arschbarger. You are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DiMino.
That was songwriter, composer, conductor, and arranger Ray Heindorf with the CBS Orchestra on the refreshing tune Lemonade from the Baby Doll soundtrack. The New York native started his life as an artist as a pianist in a movie house in Mechanicville in his early teens. In 1928, he moved to New York City, where he worked as a musical arranger before heading on to the bright lights of Hollywood. He went on to have his credits on such films as 42nd Street, King's Row, A Streetcar Named Desire, The Jazz Singer, Damn Yankees, and many others. Between 1943 and 1969, he was nominated for 18 Academy Awards and won three of them. Heindorf was a friend and an admirer of jazz pianist Art Tatum. He hosted two Tatum piano performances at his Hollywood home in 1950 and 1955. This next one is a good track from Canadian pianist Oliver Jones with the 1985 tune called Fulford Street Romp off the Lights of Burgundy album.
Thank you.
That was a cover of Pink Floyd's Any Color You Like off an album called Jazz Side of the Moon, Music of Pink Floyd, which features jazz musicians Sam Yahel, Mike Moreno, Ari Honig, and Samu Blake. It's catchy, and when you think about popular music and jazz, a whole lot of it is covered, like with this. I know there's a lot of Beatles covers out there, but this is good listening, or at least it's going to stump you for a little bit. This next cat sounds like something you would hear from an old radio back in the day. Here's Kansas City's very own and busy pianist, Bram Wienans, with the tune Moten Short.
Caroline Davis, and I fully support Neon Jazz, and everyone here in Chicago feels the same.
You'd be so easy to love, so easy to idolize all others above, so worth the yearning. To keep the home fire burning for. We'd be so grand at the game, so carefree together that it does seem a shame that you can't see your future with me, 'cause you'd be oh, so easy to love. The game so carefree together that it does seem a shame that you can't see your future with me, 'cause you'd be, oh, so easy to love. But you can't see your future with me, 'cause you'd be, oh, so easy to love.
That was singer Linda Lawson with the 1960s song off the only album she ever recorded called Introducing. And there just wasn't any time for meeting or greeting with Linda, but her music and sound has stood the test of time. The Ann Arbor, Michigan native concentrated on her acting career instead of singing. This led to roles on television shows such as 77 Sunstrip, Maverick, Sea Hunt, and Peter Gunn. Her sole album was produced by the great Marty Page and performed by a band that included Jack Sheldon on trumpet and Bud Shank on alto sax. It's a good album to add to the collection, and those guys on there, you can't miss. We need a trumpet around here on Neon Jazz. Here's Lee Morgan with the 1962 title track off the album Take 12.
Thank you. Hi, this is Herman Mahari. You are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
We'll be right back.
That was self-taught swing and bebop jazz guitarist Russell Malone with the 1993 song Jingles. He's worked with some talent over the years, with Jimmy Smith, Harry Connick, and Diana Krall, and for a great number of years with each of them. His most influential music experience he had was as a kid at the age of 12, when he saw George Benson perform on television with Benny Goodman. Malone tours regularly as a leader of the Russell Malone Quartet. He has performed with so many talented jazz artists. It's a catalog of who's who. Here's another trumpet player as we head towards the latter half of this hour of Neon Jazz. This is trumpeter Fats Navarro with the tune Lady Bird off a 2005 compilation called Fabulous Fats.
Thank you.
That was the great swing pianist Teddy Wilson with the song Just One of Those Things off a Plays Cole Porter album. And I'll tell you what, Cole Porter gives us a lot of material around here on Neon Jazz. We now have the music beneath us, and that means we are nearing the end of this hour of music together. And we have a good one to take us away this time, as we usually try to. Here's clarinetist and big band leader Woody Herman with a sweet little tune called Lollipop. Thanks again for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man always heading towards greatness, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher. Talk to us about our show, send us some suggestions, just let us know that you're out there in what we like to call Radioland. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Neon Jazz.